Are you saying that the USDA was suggesting that in classrooms and as part of, like, that in their communication or in the way they would want people to be educated, they're talking about discretionary calories?
They talk about it on their website.
Yes.
Discretionary calories, the number of calories you have, in theory, left over after you've met your nutritional needs for the day, is what's called discretionary calories. And it's in my textbook. I teach that. And everyone does not understand what I'm saying. And that's because it's not real life. That's not how people eat. They don't all think, what do I need for the day? And let me eat those things. And then if there's any calories left over, I get to have popcorn tonight. You know, they don't think that way. And so how practical is it to tell people about discretionary calories? It's like a non-thing. I mean, it's not a thing, but it is a thing according to USDA.
That was shocking to me. That when you informed me of that, was the first time that I really thought about it or really considered that. Because I think about how like commercial diets, like even like Weight Watchers and some of those, yeah, have used that sort of built-in treat points or cheat points,
right?
However they feel like, right, calling it at that point. And who knows if they've consumed the correct number of calories to even have that space, and who should be holding their food to sort of like have a little like bingey, disconnected event at the end of the day is how I view that. It's kind of like, I'm going to save it for this situational opportunity to eat, and it completely removes the I'm eating for fuel, or I'm eating because I'm genuinely hungry, or I'm eating because of insert all the reasons we should tune into hunger.
I think the reason you're having like the mental disconnect from it is that I don't think it's a consumer message, really. I think it's a theoretical message to sort of explain that gap between what people need to maintain their weight and what people need to actually meet their nutritional needs. And there's a little bit of a gap there. You can meet your nutritional needs on less than what you need to maintain your weight, especially if you're a bigger person or a guy.
Yeah.
So there's a gap there, and that's the discretionary calories gap. But
I guess, you know, I think one of the things that we're exploring is that calories are not a currency, a definitive currency that you can use the same way as, say, money in a store. So it's not the same as I have an extra $30 to spend at the end of the day. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I suppose so, but I think that's how people do use it. That's the interesting part about it to me. I think people do say, oh, geez, I'm keeping track and I have 1,400 calories today and I have 75 left. I'm going to go have a fudge bar. Mm. That's, I think, how people think.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And they also go to the gym and work off things ahead of time so that they can then have them later. I mean, they just do.
Right.
But your viewpoint is that we shouldn't be looking at calories that way. And I think that's really an interesting thing to explore.
Right. I agree.